Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much to the Secretariat and the Bureau for organizing this roundtable aimed at securing sustainable financing for the Convention biennial work plans in view to strengthen the implementation of the long-term strategy until 2030. It is a priority to achieve the objectives of the Convention, namely to protect human beings and the environment against industrial accidents by preventing such accidents as far as possible and reducing their frequency and severity and by mitigating their effects. On the questions related to the commitments, financial contributions and pledges to support the implementation of the biennium 2025-2026 work plan, the EU will continue to contribute voluntarily to the trust fund as it has always done. In 2023, the EU adopted a decision under the Neighbouring Development and International Cooperation Instrument to finance a new project called Strengthening the Safe and Secure Management of Hazardous Substances to Prevent and Mitigate Industrial Accidents Worldwide for a total budget of €585,000, with a contribution from the EU of €500,000. This year, the EU adopted a decision to provide a contribution of €500,000 in 2025 for the project addressing emerging environmental and industrial risks linked with decarbonization and the global energy transition. This shows our efforts to contribute to the financing of the UNECE-TEIA program of work. Regarding the efforts to be done to enhance sustainability and predictability of funding, the Union, the European Union and its member states continue to support the sustainable financial mechanism and related decision, which were adopted in 2018. In that context, the EU and its member states are of the view that it should be the sole role of the parties to decide which activities need to be funded first with regular contributions and non-earmarked contributions. The EU and its member states are convinced that regular contributions and non-earmarked contributions should be used first to carry out the activities identified as core or activities to implement the long-term strategies for the Convention until 2030, other than assistance activities. Considering the recurrent difficulties to fund all the activities included in the previous work plans, the EU and its member states would recommend that the Secretariat and the Bureau establish a prioritization of activities listed in the draft work program, considering their role in achieving the long-term strategy objectives. We acknowledge the role of the Bureau in following up on the implementation of the work plan of the Convention in close cooperation with the Secretariat, as stipulated in the Sustainable Financial Mechanism adopted at the 7th meeting of the Conference of the Party in 2012. The role of the Bureau is also essential in following up on the implementation of the work plan of the Convention in close cooperation with the Secretariat. Last but not least, the EU and its member states would like to recall that the Sustainable Financial Mechanism states the principle of predictability and affordability of the biennial work plans. To that end, the level of resource requirement should not differ substantially between subsequent work plans. The EU and its member states would also like to call on the implementation of point 19 of the Sustainable Financial Mechanism, stating that parties that have not made or pledged a contribution to the trust fund and that have not made or pledged an in-kind contribution to the implementation of the work plan will be encouraged to do so. Should party request advice as to the amount of the financial contributions or the nature of possible in-kind contributions, the Secretariat will provide such advice.